Dorothy Jane with Houston from South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was humored today, and it was funny to me because I got an email from YouTube. You know, I don't pursue the subscriber thing, and I'm up to four. I mean, it's not a big deal. But number four was added today. And I think I know why it was added. The subscriber's name is John Kozlowski, which I found quite humorous. So there are a bunch of us around. It humored me significantly. I'm still here. I'm still trying to get a hold of my kids. I'm still trying to get a hold of my wife. I understand. This is going to be ignored. It probably won't be listened to. But let me put the challenge out to you. I made a case in the video I did Monday about the artistry of John Painter, A Dialogue and Reconciliation. If you go to the end of it, you will find where I make the case that the Matthew 5:24 is a command to reconcile irrespective of the rightness or wrongness of whatever the issue or issues are that cause the division. That the relationship is more important than the issues that separate people. I suggest this is consistent with Scripture. Consistent, obviously, with the idea is, you know, things like, while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. I mean, he had all the reason in the world to say, no, not you. But the fundamental purpose of Christ entering his own creation was for reconciliation. So I made that case, and I think I made it probably could still use improvement, but probably clearer than I ever have. And I would especially want my kids to review that and consider the question. Even if they never reconcile with me, even if my wife, Jim Cross, never reconciles with me, they're going to have lots of relationships in life. I believe it's a vital concept, and I want my kids to understand it and to live it, even though Jim Cross and my wife seem to ignore it. But I'm here, and I love you. Dorothy Jane, I intensely love you.